It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
Joining me virtually this morning is Prosper Springfield Director Francine Pratt. Thank you for joining us this morning, Francine.
Thank you for inviting me.
Can you just give us a brief history for our listeners who don't remember what Prosper Springfield is or aren't familiar with it?
Prosper Springfield is an initiative that came out of the Impacting Poverty Commission that was put in place back in 2012-13 to look at how poverty can be reduced and also how we can increase educational attainment. And what's nice about that, they came out with a community action plan in October 2015, and basically it covers education, health, housing, financial job security, and transportation with action items and endorsements of initiatives that can help the community's two goals by 2025.
Recently, data was released that showed how the program was doing. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I'm excited to share that. On our main goal of reducing poverty by 5 percentage points, we found with the U.S. Census ACS data that with a 5-year estimate, the poverty level for Springfield right now is 22.9%. When we started this work in 2015, the poverty level was 25.7%. And this is all pre-COVID. So you can see that the community is making great gains towards our goal.
That's awesome. So you mentioned COVID. What's been the impact of COVID on Prosper Springfield?
At this point, we don't have enough data to show the true impact. We do know that in March last year, the unemployment level in Springfield was about 3.4% right before COVID. And then by April, May, the unemployment level went up to over 9%. And then it started going back down. And as of November 2020, the unemployment rate was 3.2%. Now, on one hand, you could say that we've recovered in that sense just from the employment realm. But there's a lot behind the scenes where that impact hasn't completely come forth yet.
What community programs do you think are working to help with this reduction in poverty? And what, in your opinion, are there adjustments that need to be made? What's the future looking like?
Well, to have that level of impact and even having a greater level of impact and poverty reduction for the racial and ethnic groups, it's clearly the whole community. When you look at private, public, social sector, when you look at programs that increase access, that increase inclusion, when you have tough talks to talk about lived experiences so that people can understand and empathize and learn from other practices, it's our employers having more job training programs and apprenticeship programs and internships. It's the job center having a variety of short-term skills certificates that can be earned. It's our nonprofits who really, really have stepped up, really helping to stabilize families to help them take care of the basic needs in life so that they can then be at a point where they can participate in pathways for careers and pathways for college.
You briefly mentioned tough talks. As a final question, can you just kind of talk about that real quickly and how people can get involved in those?
So Tough Talks is an opportunity to sit down with business, with private, with social sector, with grassroots level lived experiences to share how some of the barriers that are out there impact their ability to succeed and go forth. And so Tough Talks gives people an opportunity to hear someone else's lived experience, to share theirs, to help explain or understand history and laws and programs. And so we had the first series in October, and that focused on e-racism, understanding the impact to lived experiences, to businesses, to our community as a whole. In February, they're going to have another Tough Talk that's focused on the impact of COVID-19 and health. And that will be advertised through community partnership of the Ozarks and the city so that people can participate virtually through Zoom. What's different with our Tough Talks, we hear needs and recommendations that we pull into the larger communities Equity and Prosperity Commission so that we can follow those through. So it's not just a talk to be talking, it's a talk to identify what are the practices, the regulations, the policies that need to be addressed so that barriers are removed so that everybody can have the same level of experience and access that's needed.
My guest this morning is Francine Pratt, Prosper Springfield Director. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org. Thanks for joining us.